Welcome back to Shoujo, the podcast where I, Sarah, introduce my Joe or my Joe to Shoujo.
Wow.
My friend Joe to Shoujo. Anime typically for girls, a genre I'm quite familiar with. And Joe is not as much, so I'm showing him shows I've seen. We just finished watching The Rose of Versailles. And now we're back to Chihaya Furu, one of my favorite animes ever. And hopefully Joe can see why more in season two. How are you doing, Joe?
With the show or just in general?
In general. We'll get to our thoughts on the show here in a minute.
I'm good. I feel like what's happened? I've had to watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, we'll talk about one of those later, too.
We will talk about one of those later. But what I was doing just before this is, so I've started to play KOTOR 2, The Sith Lords.
Oh, I saw that. I'm so excited.
And I had started playing it. Right, because I'm playing it along with the podcast. And then I started listening to some of the podcast, and they informed me in that podcast KOTOR 2 is very broken in terms of the game is just not patched correctly.
Oh. Are you playing on Steam or Switch?
I am playing on PC.
Huh.
I bought it with GOG.
Okay.
And the way to fix it is to download an enormous number of mods, including the Sith Lords Restored Content Modification, which is a huge collection of things that they fix. Because apparently there are things that are missing that are just like...
You know what? I did encounter one big bug while I was I played most recently on the Switch, and for the most part, it was fine. There's one thing where it's like, oh, that definitely was not correct. But the PC version didn't have controller support on Steam, which is dumb as hell because it's a game that originated on consoles. So I never played my copy on PC.
Yeah, apparently there's the entire end of companion quests just don't trigger correctly. Lots of other things that just aren't in it. So that's what this mod fixes. I think the Switch version actually includes part of this mod in it. So anyway,
Asper I had to Media, install. I think does the port to Switch.
Yeah, so I had to install an enormous number of mods that do things like fix animations and fix doors and lots of other stuff.
So you're having a great time so far.
And then I had to replay up to where I was.
How far had you gotten?
I had not gotten very far. I was at the beginning, when you wake up in the little mining station or whatever. I was half.
I will say the mining station kind of takes a long time. It's
It is very long. I'm trying to play a meathead kind of guy. I'm trying to play a himbo where I'm nice and I have some charisma, but my intelligence is bad and my wisdom is bad. But boy, oh boy, I got +3 strength and I'm one-shotting everything.
Okay, very nice. All the droids ain't smashed to smithereens.
These mining droids ain't shit. They they keep being one-upping. It's ooh, these ones have shields. I bet that's going to make a difference. Nope, I still one-shot it.
Are you playing as a woman?
No, I'm playing as a guy this time. I played...
Okay, I was going to say, what's his face in the Culto tank is all if you're a chick.
Oh, is he? Okay, yeah. So, that's what I'm doing. I am Max Gaines. That's my character's name.
Max Gaines. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I am excited for when you finish that and we can do a bonus episode talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so that's fun.
We'll see how that's going. Yep, other than that, I bought a bunch of stuff.
Nice. Joe's a shopaholic for anyone new here.
Price increases hit,
Yeah.
And then I won't buy anything ever. But yeah, that's what's going on with me for the most part. I feel like not that much else.
It's the summer.
Until you start saying something and then I'll remember some other stuff.
Okay. Then I'll go. Okay. What's up with me?
Yeah. What have you been doing?
Friday, we had a work event at a local indoor mini golf bar place, and then the younger crew, we all went out afterwards, so that was fun to hang out, drink. Sometimes when I drink, one drink will be enough for me to be my lips feel kind of numb and blah blah blah, and then that night I had 7 drinks and was pretty fine, except for I did, when I was in the bathroom going to sit down, I did headbutt the lock on the door, so I have like a big bump on my forehead that hurts a lot. But yeah, that was fun. And I went to my mom's yesterday and swam in the pool. She has a new tiny ass, like less than 2 pound Chihuahua puppy right now. He is cuter in person. He's not very photogenic. And so that, and Cricket was very mean to him, as I knew she would be. So I had to be on a helicopter parent, making sure she didn't murder my mom's new puppy. And then we played Catan and I almost won. So nearly did. But yeah, that was fun because my family is loud and we're all just screaming over each other. So, but yeah, so I keep re-listening to our last episode where we were talking about the movie, because I just, every time I hear us laughing, then I get to laugh.
Oh man, that was, if you guys haven't watched it or listened to that, you should go listen to that episode. It's the previous episode before this. Even if you didn't watch The Rose of Versailles with us, good episode, and we were just kind of losing our minds by the end of that.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. Yep.
Oh man. I'm still reading the manga a little bit, but I
will
have more to talk about later.
Okay.
I have not made very much progress.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm slow rolling everything right now.
Nope, you're good. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. Oh, I was talking to one of my coworkers who had a friend in town because he was looking to move from Austin, from Columbus, Ohio. And I was like, why is he moving out of Columbus? Like, what's the cons? And it sounds like basically he just like wasn't connecting with anyone, friends and romantically wise or something. So it's a barren wasteland dating scene, I guess. Is that true?
Is it gonna be better than Austin? Is Austin the land of opportunity? I feel like it's not.
I mean, a lot of young people are moving here. I guess it's just no one that I like kind of people moving here. Or they're all too young for me or something. Well, this is not a podcast subject. Never mind. I overshared.
About to talk about my deep personal life. I'm about to start throwing up here. I'm going to start reading my social security number off. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. No.
That's all I got. Yep.
I feel like I should have more, but I kind of don't. I bought an air fryer. I used it once. I'm going to use it more, I guess. How exciting is that?
People with air fryers are very excited about having air fryers.
I'm not that excited about it. I'm just like, whatever.
How's the new mattress?
New mattress is fine. It's pretty good. It's better than the old mattress. The old mattress sucked.
Nice. What'd you do with the old mattress? I'm still having
weird back problems. It's just sitting in my apartment waiting for me to take it out, and I'm too lazy to do it. So maybe next week I'll throw it away.
Throw it away?
Yeah. That mattress sucks. It's like sinking in the middle.
Here in Austin, it's like, just put it on your curbside and someone will come take it.
That's throwing it away.
Well, it's being repurposed. Because, like, drive through neighborhoods looking for people who've put out, like, old desk chairs.
I don't think people are going to do that take them. For this mattress.
No? Okay.
No. This is not somebody a good mattress. Out there,
just drive up to, just strap that thing to your little sedan, find a homeless person and be like, it's your lucky day. Here's my old.
You can't give a homeless person a mattress because then they can't move around.
Oh, well. You'll figure it out. You're smart cookie.
I already have a solution. I'm going to throw it away. I know what the solution is. It's not that complicated.
Okay. Well, that's been resolved.
I'm sorry. I can't repurpose a foam mattress that has extended its lifespan for too long.
Well, that's enough about our very boring lives right now. Did we get to
Shihaya Furu? We started season 2 of Shihaya Furu.
Oh god, that doesn't sound like you're super
excited. Yeah. We're back in it. We're back in Shihaya Furu.
Yay, we're back in Shihaya Furu.
Yay. So I'm devising a plan where we can start doing 4 episodes per episode.
Oh my god, Joe hated it.
And I didn't hate it. It was fun.
This is fun. This is nice.
I don't really know. You're like, you're kind of hinting at this is the season where it activates.
Well, I just said maybe because I don't clearly remember the season, but you think any show we would have covered after Rose of Versailles, you just would have been bummed that we weren't talking about Rose of Versailles anymore. Is that part of it?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it.
Oh man.
So maybe this is good. This is like getting drenched in cold water, you know? This is what you want, I guess.
Yep. Here we are.
Here we are. Getting ready for it. Okay. Sure. So let's go into Chihayafuru. Chihayafuru season 2, episode 1 is called So the Flower Has Wilted. We open on the Karuta team practicing as we, the viewer, try to remember everyone. This is what I was doing when I was watching this. I was like, oh god, I forgot all these characters' names. As a reminder, at the end of last season, the Karuta Club was tasked with recruiting 5 more members or they lose their, like, practice room. So they're, like, all thinking about that. And Kana says that she doesn't think they should do demonstrations tomorrow because that'll just scare all the first years away. Because also, it's been another year at school, so they're second years now.
And they play very intensely, and that would be off-putting to newcomers.
Right, so they have to recruit new people in a way that doesn't scare everybody. We'll see how this goes for them. Everybody but Chihaya agrees, and Kana says that she'll handle recruitment.
She's a business sense girl, so she's got this.
Right.
Who knows what's up, what the people want.
Well, we'll talk about if she's really got this or not. The scene turns quiet as Chihaya tells Taichi that she hopes that new members will learn to love Karuta as we get a montage of stuff that happened from last season.
I know. I was like, here we go with the childhood flashbacks. Oh, again, how many times have you freaking seen these scenes?
Load-bearing flashbacks.
Ugh.
And then we get the new opening.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was unremarkable.
The song was fine, but I was like, oh, the transitions are good in the opening. Like, everything's very smoothly transitioned.
Yeah, I guess it's smooth. I like the first season opening better.
I don't think any of them, like, super resonate with me, but one was nice to look at. All the kimono patterns are nice.
Yeah, they have dive patterns, but this was not, it was not doing much for me. Anyway, we come back from the OP and we cut to school. We get a new character who is broken up through email, I guess, because that's what the kids use. She's like, well, this sucks.
Why they have mobile phones? Why can't they text message? Why does everyone email each other?
I think that was just like the thing that caught on.
I'll never understand.
I'm assuming it has something to do with, like, oh, text messaging plans are expensive, but email is free. I assume it's something like
this
that.
This isn't that old of a shock. Whatever. Yeah.
I think it was just like that in Japan. Yeah, anyway, she gets broken up with the email. She's like, this sucks. I'm going to make up for it. I'm just going to have to date the hottest guy ever. We jump to a school assembly for the first years where the school clubs, like, pitch themselves to gain new members. I guess they just do that with, like, a big assembly where, like, everybody goes up there, which sounds like it would be really boring to attend.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah. The girl from before is, like, is here. We learn that her name is Hanano Samire, and she is on the lookout for hot guys. She has, like, a notebook.
Yeah, she's studious in her romantic ambition. I like Sumire is a cute name. I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she usually becomes the best character in the show. just then, Taichi and Chihaya get up on stage in Hakama and introduce themselves to the Karuta Club. Kana, I really just wrote Hana all over in my notes.
Or Kana.
I don't know why I did that. Kana is like, this is a great plan. We send out our 2 hottest members to vaguely explain what our club does. Taichi proceeds to vaguely explain what the Karuta Club is, and then Chihaya tells the crowd that she doesn't have a lot of friends, so she wants to have 100 new members instead. Everyone's like, wow, that's weird, but they find it endearing because she's hot. Back at the Karuta Club, they await the new recruits. Taichi's like, who's gonna mentor them? But Chihaya insists to everybody that it's gonna be her. She's gonna do it. And everyone else is like, why would you want to waste your time doing that? Suddenly, there's a knock on the door, and a ton of girls are here to join. Chihaya is driven to tears at the new recruits, and we see that, Sumire is among the girls, and Chihaya reads her name wrong because she can't read kanji because she's a child, and Taichi has to come correct her.
Oh my god, it's so embarrassing, Chihaya!
It's very sad.
Oh my god. And yeah, I like that Sumire is, like, measuring up Chihaya, like, gosh, she's hot, clueless, and yes. Dumb. Enemy!
Yeah.
Enemy to women!
Sumire sees Chihaya and is like, oh no, she's pretty clueless and dumb. Every guy's dream girl. I must defeat her. because Samira is an icon and I love her. She's so funny.
Yeah.
She's like, I gotta keep Tai Chi and Chihaya away from each other, which, good news, that is not going anywhere, it seems.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no worries there at all.
Yeah. The club starts to give an opening speech of like, hey, this is the Karate Club, blah, blah, blah. But Samira interrupts and asks if Tai Chi has a girlfriend. Kana is like, no questions from the freshman. And Samira sees that she has big boobs and is like, ooh, another enemy. Another chick that's kind of hot. Predictably, none of the recruits have any Karate experience. Fortunately, Chihaya has printouts of all the poems and tells everyone to try to memorize them. And then Kana, who I've spelt her name wrong another time, who's decided to just like be a hard ass for some reason, tells them all that they need, that they're going to have a test in a week. And if you haven't memorized all 100 poems by then, you'll fail. And Chihaya's like, isn't that kind of rough? But Kana says no.
Kana.
I'm just going to do a replace all real quick here.
Basically, Kana, feels responsible for kind of managing the club now that the teacher lady's busy with tennis. And she's the one who's, well-behaved and wants to make sure that everyone else is as well. And basically, like, it's very clear the motives of most of these people are not pure. So it's like, let's just thin the herd a little, cut the people out who aren't really in it, make it easier on everyone.
We're gonna see how this works out for them. Then Chihaya and Nishida do a practice match to show all the recruits like what this game is, and all the recruits are like, wait a minute, this is a game about slapping cards? What the hell's going on?
Hey, we finally get like a tutorial on how this game works. We didn't really get that in season one,
but you get that over the course of like every episode. Slowly.
Yes.
Sumire says, wow, that sounds really hard of a game to play. Can't we just play like Bozu Mikuri, which is like a different card game you can play with Karuta cards? It's way easier because it's just like you just look at like whatever symbols on it. All the other recruits think that's funny, but some of them reassure the club that they'll try to remember some of the poems, and then everybody leaves. Chihaya is like, I guess that's not totally unexpected, but hey, there's like 20 recruits. I'm sure we can get some of them to understand Karuta, but the rest of the club is unconvinced. Tai Chi tells Chihaya that she should be focusing on her individual play instead of mentoring newbies. So maybe you should like go to the Shiranami Society instead of practice. And then Nishida pipes up saying that they need to go to the high school tournament soon, so they should all be like prepping as a team for that. And he's like, Tai Chi, I know you're not like an A rank or whatever, but we can't all just go rogue. And Tai Chi gets mad at him. And then Kana says that she can handle the training them, so you could just let her do it. But then Satomu says that technically they only need to recruit members to keep the room, so it doesn't actually matter if they play or not. We could just like let them hang out. Who cares? Chihaya says no, and she insists that they have to teach the recruits how to play. And then she realizes that everybody on the team has different priorities.
As people often, individuals.
Yep, everyone has a different idea of what the club should be. We cut to Samira, whose sights are set squarely on Tai Chi. She says that her above average looks make her the perfect typical shoujo main character, which is incredible. It's an incredible scene where she's like, I could be the main character. Chihaya is a hot chick who could be my rival. It's like, I'm writing the story.
Fun.
In class, Nishida and Chihaya exchange notes where she tries to convince him that they should actually try to teach the recruits, but he doesn't agree. Elsewhere, Tai Chi thinks Chihaya should be dedicating herself to her own play, not teaching the newbies. How's she ever gonna make queen if she's got to teach a bunch of people some stuff? After school, the club meets again. Again, Chihaya volunteers to train the new members, and we get a reveal of everyone's priorities. Here's everyone's priorities. Tai Chi, he prioritizes reaching master and queen level matches. Kana's priorities are just proper etiquette, meaning she like wants everybody to like look the part and act the part, I guess. Satomu's priorities are the practice environment, which mostly just means he just wants to keep the room. He doesn't really care what we do with the recruits, like whatever. Nishida cares about winning the high school championship for some reason, and Chihaya decides that her priority is Tai Chi reaching rank A, which like rankles him for a second as he thinks that Chihaya cares about him. But then she keeps going and says, we should also win the high school team and individual championships in each class. And also we should train all the first years. Basically, I want everything. Everybody thinks that's very greedy, but they all go with it because she's the mascot of the show. We transition to Chihaya teaching all of the girls that are the recruits. And also there's one guy here who's blonde. Back at the Karate Club, while Chihaya Levi is teaching the recruits. Tai Chi asks the rest of the team if he can go practice at the Karate Society on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Ishida's like, yeah, man, it's cool. And then he just leaves. So I guess it's cool. I guess we don't have to worry about the team tournament. We cut back to the like training that Chihai is the new recruit class. Yeah. Sumire isn't interested in learning from somebody who isn't Tai Chi. So she ducks out of class after being inspired by one of the poems. She like reads one of them and it's just like, I should be pursuing love instead of doing this stupid, instead of this bullshit, I'm gonna leave. Don't let your dreams be dreams, kids. And Chihai is moved by her passion as she makes up some dumb excuse to leave.
Yeah, because Chihai is stupid.
Sumire sees Tai Chi and follows him to the train platform. She tries to flirt with him, but he is not interested. She tries to be more direct and is like, wow, Tai Chi, you're so popular. I bet a lot of girls ask you out all the time. And Tai Chi says, you'd be surprised. Anyway, I'd rather pick my girlfriend than the other way around. So there's that. Anyway, you're cute, Sumire. I'm sure guys ask you out all the time. And then he gets off the train to leave. And Sumire is like, damn, that seemed definitive. This sucks. But you know what? I'm not going to let my dreams be dreams like those poems say. And then she chases after him as we cut to credits.
Yeah, it was a cool line. He said something like, I want to choose the girl I'm going to devote myself to. Ah, he is very dreamy. Tai Chi, you're so pretty. Here for the eye candy. Sumire.
Unfortunately, the person now. Sumire is easily the best character now. Well, I still like Tai Chi. I mean, the fact that like it's like he says this line like it's a cool guy thing to say, but then it's like, Tai Chi, you picked Chihaya.
Like, bad pick.
Unfortunately, I know who you are and I know who you picked, and I think you made a mistake.
For real.
We also get a little scene, I forgot to put this in the summary, where like back at the training camp or whatever, Chihaya just annihilates everybody throughout the practice.
Yeah.
When they practice card.
They basically do like where it's all 100 poems and it's three of them versus her. And they said she took all the cards.
She took all of the cards. That's, I don't know. This is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the end of episode one. We're back in it. We're back in Chihayafuru. Karuta is happening, baby. They're recruiting members. They got a lot of members through the power of being hot.
That's right. It's a strong power.
None of them give a shit about Karuta because of course not.
Because it's incredibly unpopular.
The barrier to entry to play this game is insane. Being like, yeah, you have to memorize 100 poems in a week. I would be like, well, I'm not joining this club, obviously.
Yeah, that is insane. And I feel like, I don't know, just start playing it and get into it, and then you'll be motivated to memorize it. Like, making them memorize first is like not the best choice.
Yeah, I mean, none of them did that, I feel like, right?
Chihaya doesn't even have them memorized. She's freaking dumb.
Yeah, so I did not think they did a very good job recruiting people.
Nope.
I think they're really bad at this. I was surprised by how bad Kana was at this.
I do. Kana is one of my favorites.
I normally like her, but I feel like she's taking huge L's this episode.
Well, we'll see if that continues to be the case in these other episodes.
Do you have any final thoughts about episode one? No Arata yet.
Yeah, the thing that I remember about season two is Sumire.
Mm-hmm.
Having someone normal who's not just enchanted somehow by this bizarre game.
We get the best quote of all time.
She just says it as it is.
Next episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get to it then. Let's hear that quote. Yeah.
Okay. It's not, well, it's like a scene, I guess. But it made me feel very stupid. A lot of these, I feel like I just get owned watching Chihayafuru all the time. And I got owned in episode two. Episode two is called As My Love First Came. We open on Sumire just like tailing Tai Chi because she's just like following him. She sees that he's going to the Karuta Society and is destroyed. She's like, Karuta again? There's no end to this stupid card game.
Yeah.
At the Karuta Society, Tai Chi tries to play against Tsubaguchi, who's like the ace from their team before, I guess. But the guy who lost the Masters.
From the society lost. And I think he got third in the Masters or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He like didn't make it to like the final round. But I guess he just got a job as a high school teacher, but for some reason his class is only 8th grade girls and he hates it, I guess?
No, it's that he's like, oh, there's only 8 girls in my class. Like, he wished it was more girls, which is creepy.
Oh. Yeah. I thought his class was only girls, but he wants more?
Basically, yes.
This is that's a worse joke. I thought it would be funnier if it's just like, for some reason, my entire class is just girls and I don't know what to do.
Oh,
I hate that.
Icky. Yeah. Don't love that.
Well, good news is that we don't have to talk to him.
Character. Yeah.
Tai Chi convinces him to play and they just play. Ew. Sumire spies on the Karuta Club and is like, I can't believe these people actually play this complicated ass game. She watches them play and can't believe that a hot guy like Tai Chi would play this weird this weird game. She's so funny. Dr. Harada shows up behind Sumire and is like, hey kid, what's up? You want to join the Karuta Club? I can teach you the ropes. And Sumire is like, well, actually, I was just wondering what's fun about this game. I don't really get it. And Dr. Harada is like, you know, I've been thinking about that exact question for like 45 years. I don't really know what's fun about this game. I just keep playing it. And Sumire is like, what? And then the scene ends and I am like, I have been owned again. I keep wanting to know what is fun about this game. And the answer is that nobody knows. It just has a stranglehold on everyone's psyche. You know, it's like an intellectual contagion where it's like when you think about a thing, you just can't stop thinking about it. You know, it becomes your obsession. You don't know why. I can't believe this scene happens. I can't believe they're doubling down on not explaining or wanting to explain why everybody likes Karuta so much. I guess they show it to you in the show, so I don't really need to explain it with words. But I feel like you could also explain it with words sometimes.
A mystery to us all.
Forever? Even you who's watched the whole show? Is it still a mystery?
I'm like, it's fun. Even though I'm bad at it. But I never get to play it because no one plays it with me. So I don't have the time to get to know.
In the evening, Shihaya tries to show her mom and her sister something she drew, but they both hate it. Back to that, we see her sister mentioned. Remember, she has the sister who I thought was going to be important and then just wasn't?
Because they solved all their problems immediately.
I guess so. I feel like she's got to come back, right?
We'll see.
Okay.
Oh, I barely remember.
Okay. The next day, Chihaya comes to the club early to help clean the room, and Kana is touched, but then she realizes that she's cleaning the room wrong and gets mad at her. Kana sees Chihaya's drawing, which are a bunch of different shirt designs for like the updated shirt design team, and she also hates all of them, which I feel is kind of mean. They didn't look that bad to me.
Oh, nah, they're
bad.
I wasn't into it, but I guess, I don't know, high school shirts are supposed to suck, so I guess it's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, at newbie teaching class, Chihaya has lost over half the recruits on day two. She's like, dang, is it because I just crushed them in practice matches and that was most of the teaching? Maybe I shouldn't have done that. And she begins to doubt that she can actually get these kids to like this game. Later, Sumire is walking home with some friends. Since Tai Chi isn't teaching them a Karuta, they're all going to quit because they are just here for the hot guy. Because he's not there, they're going to join a different club with different hot guys. And also, Karuta is way too hard to learn. They go to McDonald's and Sumire is like, wow, these new friends of mine sure are boring. It's so funny. I love her. She's like, I made all these new friends and they're lame.
The only thing they had in common is drooling over Tai Chi. And those ones have given up now. So
she's like, I got to get a boyfriend stat or I'm just going to be bored out of my mind. She randomly starts reciting one of the poems out of boredom when she sees something that reminds her of one of them. And they're like, what are you doing? And she's like, nothing. I'm not doing anything. Shut up. It's the next day, and at training camp, there's just that one blonde kid. His name is Tsukuba, and a crying Chihaya introduces him to the rest of the team because she has lost her entire roster.
This is all we got left.
This is all we got left is this one kid who didn't say anything. She's disappointed that everybody else quit, but the rest of the team basically expected this would happen, so they're just like, oh, cool, you retained one person? That's incredible. Suddenly, Sumire comes in. She's like, hey, guys, no one was in the classroom. What's the deal? And Tai Chi grabs her hand and thanks her for coming back. He's like, oh, thank God. We got more than one weird kid. And she is like smitten. She's like, oh, my God, the hot guy is holding my hand. They set up a match for the first years to play. Kana notes that Sumire's nails are long and that she should clip her nails. But Sumire's like, I'm not going to clip my nails. I maintain my nails. They look nice. It's not like I'm going to be trying that hard anyway, so who cares what my nail length is? They start playing, and in the middle of reading, Sumire says, wait, so she could check her makeup, and she, leaves. Kana drags her out into the hallway, and Chihaya follows after. All the guys are like, is this a girl thing? Maybe we should just, not worry about it. And then Nishida apologizes to Tsukuba, and we find out that he's weird.
He is strange.
I do not like him. I'd rather
he never be expression or just be expressionless forever.
Yes. In the hallway, Kana is like, what was that all about, Samire? But Samire explains that she's trying to look good, obviously. Like, I gotta check my makeup and stuff. I gotta look hot. Kana tells her that it's vulgar and stupid to spend all of your time thinking about love. She's
like a grandma. Like an old lady.
It's like the least, like, no fun allowed, Kana.
Yeah.
Samire looks up from her mirror and is like, I'm sorry, what did you just say? Literally all of the Karada poems are about love. I'm, like, not even here for Karada. I'm here for love. I feel like this makes sense. I'm trying to get with Tai Chi, guys. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I'm here to get with Tai Chi. And yeah, Shigaya and Kana are stunned. She just said that. It's so funny.
Yeah, she's very straightforward gal.
This is so good. Samire takes her time fixing her mascara and Kana hates her. That's my note. Later, Tsukuba shows the team his Hokkaido cards. They're made of wood and are a variation of the game that only uses the second verses of the poem. So instead of saying the first verse and then you hit the second verse card, they just say the second verse, I guess. So you just hit the card. He's like, I used to play this in Hokkaido growing up and I was really good at it. But like, I hear you guys play first verse card here, so I want to be good at that too. I'm ambitious.
Like, second verse sounds so much easier.
It sounds like a much more fun game.
Yes.
Also, the cards are wood, so you get to plop them.
If you smacked it, you could injure someone.
That's true. It does seem like. I don't know. We learned that Tsukuba is really elitist and doesn't want to learn from Satomu, who's rank C, but instead wants to learn from Taichi, who's hot, and rank B, because he's also into hot people, even though they're both guys, and I don't think he's gay, but I don't know, whatever.
I think it's just like he comes from a very mundane looking family, and so. And we get another thing next episode. But I don't know, some weird thing in their family, which is like, surround yourself with beautiful people if you can.
Yeah. Which, okay. Practice Dark and the newbies suck. Tsukuba is doing a bunch of illegal moves in first verse Karda. But otherwise, he's like, not that bad, I guess. Samira has memorized some of the cards and is able to actually take one. Then Chihaya tells her to trim her nails. She's like, hey, I already told you that I'm here for Tai Chi and not for Karuta, she says out loud while Tai Chi is in the room. And then she realizes that she just said that out loud while Tai Chi's in the room and gets embarrassed and takes off. It's so funny.
It is embarrassing, but also, girl, we all knew.
We all knew. It wasn't a secret. You asked if he was single last episode.
That did the job.
The rest of the crew tells Chihaya not to worry about Samire, but Chihaya tells him that she wants new members so they can have sub. And she goes to she can have subs for the team tournament because last time they didn't and Chihaya got sick and that's why they lost. Yep. Anyway, she rushes up to find Samire, but immediately runs into a chair and like bashes her shin in like the funniest thing that happens this episode. So instead Kana goes after her. Damage
is so severe.
It's extreme.
So much.
It's extremely funny. Like, this is like a really good bit where she like says this motivating thing. She's like, no, we need to care and respect our new members so that we can have more people and grow the team. And then she immediately just eats it. It's very funny.
Yes.
While that's happening, Nishida starts mentoring Tsukuba. Kana eventually catches up with Samire. She's like, oh god, I can't believe I just said that I'm trying to get with him when he's like right there in the room. And Kana gives her a speech about how emotions are harder to convey than just blurting out words. Taichi probably doesn't grasp your true feelings based on one outburst. Come on, let's just go back and act like it didn't happen.
It's not like the feelings are deep enough. There is no depth to the feelings.
There is no depth.
She just likes his face.
You just think this guy's hot, which like, okay, yep. Fair. But also, what are we doing here? While going back, Kana asks Samire if she can teach her how to wear mascara and tells her that crying from embarrassment is the sign of a beautiful soul because they're friends now, I guess.
Because I only have 3 eyelashes.
That's true.
Mascara.
Oh, man. They make it back to the club. Samire says that she needs to memorize the poem, so she's going to do that instead of practice. And then she trims her nails and everybody's happy about it as we cut the credits.
It's disgusting. Fingernail clippings all over the club. Ew. gross.
So I guess Samira is on board for reasons I don't quite understand, but you know.
Yeah, her heart's not quite in it. It keeps her in the show. Yeah, well, it's better than sitting at McDonald's, I guess.
That's true. Her alternatives are alternative. Not good.
Yeah, so something. Yeah. At least she gets to look at pretty people.
Yeah, and like, you know, she seems to like the poems well enough. She like recites them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that, well, it's going to translate to the slapping game of Karada, but we'll see.
We'll see.
So, we get our two new members.
Yep, yep.
How are we feeling about them?
I like one of them.
I like one of them, too. Yeah, one of them is an icon weird. Who we love, and the other one is I don't like him.
A little creep. A little weirdo.
He's creepy and bizarre. He's like, somehow they like introduce a...
We need our easy-to-draw characters.
I guess. Somehow we introduce a weirder guy that I like even less than the other weirder guys that we've had.
Pseudo and retro?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's just creepy. I don't like it. It's not funny.
Whatever. It seems like it's supposed to. I don't know, like when we're going for humor.
Oh, in this, yeah.
In this, with this guy. So... Yeah,
we'll see if it gets Kana
and Sumire, I guess, are kind of friends now. They can both bond over being feminine.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, because she's like, I finally have. Oh no, this is next episode, but she's like, there's finally a second female member. Because
she does say that next episode, dude. Which is incredibly funny.
Yeah,
I guess that's the crux of mostly what happens, right? She goes to the Karate Club. She talks to Dr. Harada. She doesn't join, I guess. Dr. Harada doesn't know why Karada is fun.
Yeah, basically she's like, this is a weird game and the people play it are also strange. But at least they're entertaining.
She's not wrong.
Yeah.
But she's like, I have nothing else to do.
Yeah, get a hobby, girl. For like, well, I guess this is the hobby, but how can you not have any? I don't understand.
I mean, she's still after Tai Chi, right? Like, she ain't giving up on that, so...
To be honest, she
probably stands a better chance with Tai Chi than Tai Chi does with Chihaya right now, so maybe yeah, it's not a true. Bad gambit.
That's right, because we have the love triangle, so we need like alternative options for whoever doesn't win the love triangle.
Yeah. Oh man, what if Arata falls in love with Sumire? There we go. Now we're getting complicated here.
We'll talk about it once we get to the end of
it. Wait, is that gonna happen?
I have speculations of my own.
Ooh, that would be great. What I really want is like a weird daisy chain of crushes that just lead to like disasters. This isn't like Nishida was kind of interested in Kana or something.
Yeah, I think so. Not that there's been any action on that, but
yeah.
Yes.
No, we really have gotten nothing with Satomu and Nishida this episode. We get some next episode a little bit, mostly from Satomu.
Yeah.
But
because he was your favorite character.
Yeah, because he had the best match.
Oh, that's right. More interesting when you're not just perfect at the game.
Yeah, it's more interesting when you have to say what your strengths are and your opponent's strengths are and try to come up with a strategy. And like the scene just doesn't play out in front of you. You're like, I'm winning. I'm losing. I'm not fast enough. I'm too fast. You know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah.
A little more dramatic.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll get more of that with. Our new players.
Hopefully. I mean, like, next episode they start
saying ways.
Yeah. Next episode they start playing, but we don't really get into any of the games all that much.
Yeah. Let's get to it. Let's see.
Episode 3 is called Feel Love Deepen. We open on Arata playing the Fukui Class A Championship. He loses to Morale, that guy from last season that had those siblings that he had to convince to play Karada again. Arata is annoyed that he got second, but is happy for Morale. A guy comes to congratulate Arata on his second place and Arata tells him that his next goal is in the high school tournament because there are some people there he wants to play against. And we learn that it's time for the tournament because it's happening right now. We cut to the tournament, school tournament.
We always cut to the tournaments.
Yep.
Always. This is like just like a year ago in the show when they just.
Yeah, I think this is fine. I don't know.
In Satomu and then immediately cut to the tournament.
That's true. Yeah. Newbies. I guess that always happens because there's like very little time between like the beginning of a semester and the tournament, which is weird, but okay.
Yeah, like 2 months or something.
It's like a weird scheduling. Yeah, it's like 2 months, which means like, yeah, if you get new recruits, you basically can't teach them anything because you have 2 months.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, that kind of is a terrible setup.
Right? You think it would be at the end of the semester, right? Where it's like,
yeah,
the high school for the high schoolers, but it's just not.
It's peculiar. I guess because their summer break isn't super long, so it's like,
I guess so.
Yeah, it's just the setup for not newcomers to have a chance.
Yeah, like I guess it makes sense because like all of the experienced players have like bigger tournaments happening later in the year. Maybe it just like got relegated because it's less important. I don't know. Anyway, we cut to Kana's mom gushing over Taichi. She's like, "Oh, Taichi, you're so hot when you wear the hakama. This is great. This is great for business. You could be my poster child." Sumire is like, "Who the hell is this woman gushing over Taichi?" But then Kana brings over a hakama to Sumire and tells her that all members must wear them. And Sumire is like, "I thought I was just sitting out. Why do I got to wear one?" But unlike everyone else, though, Sumire is stoked to wear such a pretty outfit. She's like, "This rules. I love wearing cool shit." Because she's great. Sumire is great. She continues.
Episode 3, by the way. I don't think we...
I did say that.
Oh, you did? Okay, never mind.
Feel Love Deepen, episode 3.
Yep. And this is where we get the, like, appreciation for a feminine member from Kana.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's where she's like, "Oh, finally, another woman." And then we cut to Chihaya, and there's a line, there's, like, a note pointing to her saying that doesn't count as a woman member or whatever.
Yep.
Very funny. Satomu and Chihaya are checking out the matchups when suddenly a bunch of kids rush up to Chihaya. We learn that they're Tsukuba's brothers and their family is weird about hot people. We also learn that he hasn't told his family that he's like a bench warmer because he joined this like 2 months ago, and so they all think he's gonna play. Elsewhere, Nishida and Taichi learned that Tokyo gets to send 2 schools to nationals this year because I guess they had more entrants, and like if you have a certain number of schools participating, you get to send 2. That's fun. Also, Retro is here and taunts Taichi. And then Retro teases that they have a new secret, like, weapon to use. But who knows what that is.
Yeah. And they also, Nishida and Taichi are like, there's, you know, he's, I don't know who's weirder between Retro and Tsukuba. But hint, hint, that guy's weird. This guy's weird. Weirdos everywhere.
It's just weird guys all the way down.
Yep.
You look so disgusted in like our little video thing. You look like, you're like, "God, I have to think about these fucking weirdos."
Yes. I like maybe the eyes he makes are fine, but the tongue is so. Ugh.
Those are very funny.
And his brothers think it's cute.
Yeah. I guess it's like some mascot character does that.
I guess so. And Chihaya's like, "Oh my God, he does look like that character." Yeah.
So the tournament starts and Chihaya returns the trophy from last year. Tsukuba tries to change the play order so that he can play. But Nishida catches him and Taichi scold him. This is wild how like not a big deal this ends up being. He was just going to like swap himself in.
I know. Terrible.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Ugh. Satomu is like, "You know, actually thinking it over, maybe we should redo the first order, like the order for the first match, because they were just going to do the standard lineup, right, of like all the people from last year. But instead, what they should do is they should swap Satomu out for Sumire, and then in the second match, we can swap Kana out for Tsukuba. And like, I think we should do that because according to my research," and he pushes up his glasses, "our first opponent sucks against girls and our second opponent is easily intimidated, which Tsukuba is good at because he like looks like a freak." And Tsukuba's like, "Oh, I can like open my eyes and look like a freak." And he's like, "Yeah, but don't do the tongue thing. We all hate the tongue thing."
Yeah, it's too much.
Satomu says this. It's very funny.
I would be like, "Ew, gross," if I was playing against him.
Yeah. As long as Taichi, Chihaya, and Nishida win every time, it doesn't really matter who the other two players are anyway. So just like messing with the other team is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Round one starts and Satomu and Tsukuba are watching. Tsukuba asks Satomu why he gave him a shot after he was so rude and also illegally tried to change the play of the players.
Uh-huh.
But Satomu thinks back to last year when he tried to leave midway through and says, "I know how you feel, man. Just like, don't worry about getting better. You'll get better at your own speed," because he's nice. This is kind of sweet, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, Kana and Satomu are the ones relate because they were in the same positions last year where they were like the ones that were a burden to the team. And so are both more sympathetic and understanding of how they feel versus the other three who are like super good and always have been.
Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, it's like a nice, passing of the torch, I guess, in terms of now you get to You're the awkward loser. Yeah. In the match, Samira is struggling really hard. She's like, I wasn't even supposed to participate in this tournament. I just came here to watch. Why am I playing? She's able to take her card after her opponent points it out to her as a method of flirting. And she's like, this is disgusting. I hate this.
Yeah, it is gross. Because then she like puts, she grabs it and he puts his hand on her like,
oh I hate this. It's awful.
Disgusting.
She looks over at Chihaya's opponent, who's getting obliterated as Chihaya wins by 25 cards because she played a perfect game. So get annihilated, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Samira is trying to get motivated to get back into it. She says that she's memorized the cards now, so she should have like some hope of winning, right? Like theoretically, she should be able to take some of these. The round finally ends and their team wins, even though Samira lost her match.
She's like, I want to be taken seriously. I don't want to be treated differently because I'm a girl like Chihaya is. So that was like a good takeaway. Like Chihaya is respected. You know, she's not being, they're taking her seriously. And she wants to be good enough to force her opponents to take her seriously too.
Yeah, I do feel like a little bit like maybe Satomu set her up because he put her against the weird guy team. Because she was against the second round team, they wouldn't be thinking that because they're mostly women on that team.
That's true.
Back at school, the tennis/Karata advisor, whose name I don't remember, talks to the world's oldest teacher, who's like the gross old man, who's like was the one that insisted that they recruit five members. He asks if they were able to recruit five members, and the advisor is like, yeah, they recruited 20 members, and then just doesn't tell them that 18 of them quit immediately.
Yeah, you don't need to know.
So I guess that's the payoff. Plot point is resolved. Complete.
She's there. She's like cheering for them, even though they're not her priority.
She came back from like a tennis meet and is like, yep, I got to go to the cards, guys.
Yeah.
Then the old man says that Chihaya didn't turn in her career sheet again, but the advisor says that they'll give her a little more time to figure out what she wants to do in the future. And then she leaves to go to the tournament.
Is this like the tax test where you have to like, why do they have to be so insistent? Like, tell me what, because they could just totally lie.
Yeah, I think it's like one of those, because it's a career sheet. I think it's supposed to help you like recommend what you should do next. Like, oh, if you're trying to get into this university, like that would be good for this thing. Like, I think it's more of like a career planning thing.
Yeah, she should just put number one, Queen of Karta. Number two, I want to go to the best school that has the Karta club. And then
didn't she do that though?
Coach.
And her teacher was like, that is not a job.
Maybe.
I think she did that last year.
Ambition. Oh, I don't know. Maybe, well, her family is not loaded, but
the current queen
she can just find a sugar daddy.
Yeah, I guess so. Tai Chi's wife, there you go. Problem solved. Except that would be cursed. It's like the current queen is like a sophomore. Like the current queen has the job that she wants. I don't think she makes that much money off of it. Maybe she does. I don't know. We get a little bit of Shinobu at the end of this, which I was excited about. Anyway, we cut back to the tournament. It's match two, and Tsukuba is super nervous because he's playing. He's messing up pretty bad and is getting wrecked. And to make matters worse, it turns out he's up against the other team's best player because she's rank A, who he's playing. Taichi knows that while that's bad for Tsukuba, that basically means that they're gonna win. Like their school's gonna win because all of their best players are teamed up against all of the other team's worst players. So it's basically in the bag.
Strategy.
Yeah. But Sakuba's gonna have it rough, I guess. Chihaya's like, hey man, it's really lucky that you get to play an A rank player. You get to like have some real experience with one of the best people here. And Taichi thinks that she's trying to cheer him up, but then just realizes that she's mad that she doesn't get to play her instead. Just pretty funny. Because everyone's
What? They're just always like, oh, Chihaya, development. Oh, wait, no, never mind.
Yeah.
Psych.
It's funny. She's like, oh, she's really being encouraging. Although I don't really know why she's saying he's lucky. And Sakuba's like, I guess that's good. I don't really think that makes me lucky, though. And then it's like, it doesn't. She just wanted to be the person who plays her. Mm-hmm. Sakuba tries to figure out what his main skill is when he thinks about how everybody else in the team has a skill, and we get a flashback of him and his brothers playing second verse Karada. Sakuba tries opening his eyes and yelling out really creepily, and it kind of works, but not really. We get another flashback where Satomu and Nishida tell him that he should focus on cards that start with the first letters in his name, and there's a total of 18 of them, so maybe if he could just like take all 18 of those cards, you know, he could give himself a pretty good lead. He can take one of them, but can't quite get the others. Meanwhile, Chihaya wins another perfect game. Then Taichi and Nishida win their matches and secure the team the win. Tsukuba ends up losing by 13, and Satomu loses by 2.
13's not bad for being a newbie against a Class A person.
Yeah, 13 is not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. And also, right, it's they kind of highlight Chihaya having a flawless round because she used to make a lot of reckless errors, but she's like really polished up her skills now.
Yeah, she's just annihilating everybody.
Yeah, love it. Just not as interesting of a match.
Yeah, well, we don't get to see her match. It's just like, and she wins by 25. It has like the same energy as like the master match at the end of season one, where it's like, you don't get to see his match. He just wins. They're just like, yeah, but he wins by the same score margin as Shinobu's match. Yeah. And she's like, I hate that guy.
They also wear the same Hakama. Like, they don't switch it up for every tournament. I wish they, like, got to wear different ones.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boo.
After the match, Tsukuba's brothers congratulate Chihaya, saying that she was super cool. But then they also mention that their brother will probably catch up soon. So, like, hey, yay! The whole family's happy. Then Chihaya invites them all to the Karada Society. To, like, later, not now. We're still at the tournament. We cut away to Shinobu, who's taking a phone call, and we see that she has lost all the weight from before.
Oh, because that's
we
are right. Cowards. I forgot.
One of the coaches tells her that Arata is going to be participating at the next high school tournament, and Shinobu is like, Arata? And then sees a vision of child Arata as we cut to credits. I didn't know here whether she hates him or she doesn't hate him.
It was a glance of fondness, so probably just like a key memory in her heart of like one of the few people to actually beat her kind of thing. And she's probably got high hopes of a good match.
In season one, where I thought she was like a weird female clone of him.
Yeah.
That could still happen.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like she is a potential hard romantic interest.
Oh, but she's such a little weirdo.
I know, but for her, this is close as she can get to liking that's someone, true. Maybe.
I want more Shinobu airtime.
She would never like someone not on her level of Karada, and there's that's not fair. Many people on that level with her.
That's fair.
She hates the king or the emperor or whatever.
Yeah, everybody hates that guy. I love that everybody hates him.
Yep. Oh, yep. Well,
there we go.
So you think we could have squeezed another episode in here? You want to fly through this?
I think that's fine. We'll see how it starts going.
Okay, so thoughts so far on how season two is starting?
I mean, seems to be pretty similar to season one.
Yeah, at least there's less flashbacks other than episode one here.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you don't get all like the initial stuff. Like, they don't have to set things up, which I think helps because we can just like focus more on like the stuff that's going to happen. I do wonder like what is going to happen in the episodes where they were doing that setup, right? Because like they're gonna follow, I think, the same general like Karada tournament schedule. Yes. Where it's like you have the high school team matches, and you're gonna have the high school individual matches, then you're gonna have the whatever invitational.
Yep.
And then that's gonna be broken down by like individual ranks, and then you're gonna go to the next thing. Like, I think that's gonna mostly stay the same, like leading up to the master and queen matches again.
Yeah.
So like we kind of already know what the beats are gonna be. So I'm interested to see what happens in between that stuff.
Yeah, so it's gotta be more character based. Hopefully less about Chihaya learning things from other people and more about the other members of the club. That's all I'm hoping for. I want more time with everyone else.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get more time with everyone else.
We want Taichi to get rank A.
We want Taichi to get rank A. I feel like this is the season they have to really commit to Arata being a character.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? But like, he just has no
Lumi now.
he just has no connective tissue to the rest of the story. Like, we kind of just cut away to him sometime, but it's not like I care about any of Arata's background presence, characters.
Yeah. For the characters.
Like, they need to do something that, like, puts them in constant contact with everyone else.
Well, maybe we'll have another cute, like, training camp thing. And that's the opportunity to have some romantic developments.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And like a plot device.
And, like, Sumire is trying to, like, get him and Chihaya together. Because she's like, if you get Chihaya, then Tai Chi will be available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's good.
I can see that for sure. Yep.
And then, like, you know, Tsukuba gets, like, lost at sea or something. So we just don't have to think about him.
He drowns at the hot spring where the camp is.
That would be great.
He moves back to Hokkaido.
Do you think are we going to get, like, more anime trope things happening this season? Because we didn't really get that many last season.
Yeah, I guess it's like it's a very peculiar premise. So there's a lot you have to set up for the audience to even understand it. And then, like, so many episodes of the first season are dedicated to the flashback. Yes. Of Tai Chi.
Oh my god, I forgot it was three episodes that were just flashbacks. It was
so long.
Oh man, that was rough.
So I think we have more, like, wiggle room to, like, do more team building or, you know, more fun dynamics between everyone as they get closer with these new members. That's all I'm right. What were the episodes that were like, oh, finally the show is here, and immediately it went back to because that was like where we got to see other character stuff. So hopefully we just get more like that.
Yeah, I think it was like the Satomu versus Kana and Nishida versus Tai Chi episode, yeah. Which is like still probably the best episode from last season.
Yeah, for
where
sure.
Where it's like, here's all these people that play and here's how the personality affects how they play. And this is like, what is going on with that?
Yeah.
And there's this isn't just a card game. It has multiple layers to it. And that's what makes it fun. But we haven't had
any of that.
We
don't know what makes it fun.
We don't know why people like it. I know what makes it fun to watch on screen.
Yeah. Yep. So we'll see. But yeah, that's the first three episodes of season two of Chihaya Furu.
Yep.
Hopefully, I'm like, is this, if we did good in Rose of Versailles, our views are going to plummet here. Chihaya Furu, because it's season two of a obscure show.
Yeah, well, looking at our metrics, not a lot of people were watching The Rose of Versailles either, so
okay.
I think we're just gonna have to our next show has to be something that's like everybody loves this.
Yep.
I think we already got it planned out, actually, so
yep. So yeah, but this will just, you know, lower stakes here.
The French Revolution is going to happen in this TV show.
No one's getting tuberculosis.
No one's getting blinded, probably. Although they swipe those cards pretty quick.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Now, right? Sports. I'm like, we should just look at what are typical sports anime drama, and then someone's going to get injury, and then they're gonna,
what happens
like,
in Haikyuu,
it's gonna be just like Andre, where if you do this then you're gonna lose vision in the eye forever.
Oh my god, do we think Tai Chi is
like
gonna happen to Tai Chi?
Easy solution to not do it, but they're like, I gotta do it for the team or something.
Like, Tai Chi's gonna have to throw at some point to like save Chihaya somehow, even though it doesn't make any sense in this context, but it's gonna happen.
Something silly like that. Sacrifices must be made for Carda.
For Carda. We're doing all of this for Carda. I'm still with Sumire, who's just like, they're doing all this for Carda.
So I guess that's that today.
Yep.
For the five people listening, what can they do for us, Joe?
You should tell people to watch Chihaya Furu. I almost said Carda, like that's the name of the show. And listen along with this podcast. We're having a pretty good time. We're going to be covering this for the next couple of weeks. You know, if you enjoyed this podcast, let your friends know. You can rate us 5 stars on your podcast platform of choice. You can leave comments. You can write us emails at shoujopod@gmail.com. We have a backlog of shows now. We've watched five shows.
Watched five
or six shows
It's five.
Okay, we've watched five shows. So there's plenty of content to kind of get through if you're like looking for like a watch along. You're trying to decide what shoujo to watch. We got some stuff you can watch along. So yeah, go ahead and do that. Thanks for sticking with us as we go through Chihaya Furu season two.
Any lessons learned here?
What did we learn here? If you're up against a better opponent, if you're up against a better opponent, maybe just start yelling and like looking weird, like opening your eyes, like all beady eyed. Maybe that'll help.
It's so against Japanese culture norms, though, to be like loud and boisterous.
Yeah, just be normal outside of play. You know what I mean? Like you go into a game and you're just like a weird little guy and then you go back out and you're normal. That's the optimal, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if all of them did that. Like, imagine if, like, Arata was just, like, a cool guy, and then when he played, he was, like, a little gremlin boy.
No, we can't ruin that perfect image of his.
His, like, water or whatever when she's, like, drinking it all up. Oh, man. Remember when that happened last season? Oh, my God. Dude, we need to get more stuff like that. I need to get, like, more stuff I can be, like, hollering about.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, God. We got our hopes are riding on Sumire. Bring in some
carry the team. Sumire, my favorite character. Carry the team.
Yeah.
Save Taichi from Chihaya. And also whatever else is going on with him and Arata, which also seemed a little bit something's going on there too.
Pants.
Save him.
Weird. Save our boy Taichi.
Save our boy Taichi, Sumire. You can do it.
The full character we have.
You're our only hope. Even though he doesn't like you, it is very clear about him not liking you very much.
Yeah. I know. I'm trying to think of like any scenario. He's just been too he's too fixated on Chihaya, and he has been for like a huge part of his life, so I don't foresee him letting go easily. We'll see.
I need Shinobu to be a main character. I need her to like, they need to have like a little training arc where like Arata is there and Shinobu is there and everyone's there and it's great.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
There's three seasons of Chihaya Furu, so.
That's true. Oh, we are going to have to cover season three. Are we covering season three immediately after this?
No. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. I need to finish the second half of my pizza, and then we're recording bonus episode for Jurassic Park 3. So yep. Look forward to hearing that one day.
One day you'll hear that. You might hear that before this. I'll probably take too long to edit it. I don't edit that fast. Be on the lookout.
Follow for JP3.
Woo!
Until next time, everyone. Bye-bye.
Slap them cards.
Yes.
Get slapping.
Smack that. What's that Akon song? Smack that.
Oh, on the floor? Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Okay, somebody make an AMV quick.
Oh, God.
Akon Chihaya Furu.
The least sexy show.
All right. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.